CityTalk 105.9. Official podcasts. Online at citytalk.fm. CityTalk 105.9. Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks.
It is the weekend, well, kind of, and it's City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool, and this is Bloke Talk for the next 60 minutes. If you're tuning in at the weekend, hello, hope your weekend's going well. If you downloaded it, then well done, that's great, and thank you for getting involved. I'm Duncan, Toby's here, Laura's here as well. I feel like I've kind of missed out because I haven't been here. I wasn't here last week. Who did it last week?
Will.
Lots of things I want to talk about because I've been away.
It's always
First of all,
good.
Though, I've noticed that we're a little bit dry in the Bloke Talk studio. So, hang on a second.
Where are you going?
He's wandered off.
I've got some Tizer.
Hey, I like
Tizer.
The look of that.
Nice Tizer.
Some genuine fizzy water, actually.
We need to talk about your car later. Therefore, it's off the road, so you can have a can of Tizer.
Yeah, that's true.
It's genuine fizzy
Tizer,
water, in fairness.
Tizer. So, I just thought we can't do Bloke Talk whilst being parched, because that would be wrong. And I feel a little bit off kilter because we're in a slightly different studio.
Do you feel guilty
last
because you missed
moved,
two
last
of
time
the
we
last...
moved studios, we had that bloke who came in and interrupted
yeah,
us.
We
remember
did.
That? That
do you feel a bit guilty because you've missed two of the last three shows?
No.
Have you missed two of the last three?
So,
two of the last three.
It is Bloke Talk.
The one with the week one.
Yeah, well, he was here for that, and then the previous week, he wasn't here, so he's missed two of the last three.
Yeah.
Good grief. So, I feel like I missed out on stuff, but none of you can remember what happened last week, though we have some very exciting news, because Jonathan, JD, who's the producer of this show, tells me that we're going fully interactive.
What?
We're using every multimedia platform to get the Bloke Talk message out there.
Fantastic.
That's got to be a good thing, hasn't it?
How?
Now, we know there's the Facebook page, isn't there?
There is.
Yeah.
Bloke Talk
Appreciation Society.
Which was set up by Craig from West Derby, long-time listener, who's always listens to this show. Hello, Craig. He set this up. He's made the producer, Jonathan, an administrator, which means now Jonathan can do things on there.
Brilliant.
He can put pictures on there. He can put video on there.
And generally edit the page.
He can put Laura's mobile phone number on there.
Is Laura's mobile phone number on the Bloke Talk Appreciation Society?
Yeah, I think so.
Is it? Have you been getting strange
Why
phone
would
calls
you put
recently?
That on there?
Well, because we get a lot of emails from people who like your voice and they might want to get in contact with you.
If they're fit, they can have it. Sorry, I'm in a silly mood today.
So, we've got the Facebook page that I'm just looking at now, which is great. We've also, now have I got this right? Are we on Bebo? We're on Bebo, everyone. What's Bebo? Anyone use Bebo?
It's a slightly younger version of MySpace.
Yeah, yeah.
I went on Bebo once to try and do some journalism, and I just
What's it like, Bebo? What does it do? Is it like Facebook?
I don't understand.
It's more like MySpace than Facebook. They're all sort of social networking types, but you can make your page look like what you want it to look like, and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking the background should have continuous photos of us. That's brilliant.
That's Bebo, is it?
Yeah. Yeah, you can change the background and make it look like whatever you want, but you have to know lots of internet strange code stuff, and it's pretty difficult to use.
Listen, if you're listening to this across Liverpool, North Wales and North West England, the Bloke Talk show is on Bebo, whatever that means.
Bebo.
Do you search for it? I'm looking at the producer.
Yeah,
search for Bloke Talk on Bebo and it will become apparent. We're also on Facebook, which we covered, and there's some pictures on Facebook from last week. Is that right? We'll have a look at those in a second, because I've not seen them. And also, we're on Twitter.
Are we Twittered up now?
Now, is current.
I do a show during the week called The Duncan Barks Show.
And I haven't heard of it.
That's been on Twitter for the last 7 days.
Really?
I only went on there because I think it's quite pointless and I like
Didn't
the idea.
Didn't Will hijack it while
he
you were
did,
away?
But you know, he's a boy. That's what he does. I've noticed I've got Noel Edmonds as a follower on Twitter. A little bit nervous about that.
That's brilliant.
He's the man who created Mr. Blobby. I think I've got reasons to be a little bit concerned. Anyway, but now we've put Bloke Talk on Twitter. And there's Emma, who's a follower. Rick, who works here, who's a follower. That's a bit sad. Craig, who set up the Facebook page. He's also on Twitter. Ian, and another lady called Alicia, who
People
works here
People have already
as well.
Discovered the Twitter, even though we've never talked about it, and I didn't know about it until
How
right now.
How would you do
now.
That? Would you just type in Bloke Talk? Would people have to search for it, producer? You just put Bloke Talk in.
So who's going to be updating our Twittering tweets?
That's the producer's
I'll
job.
I'll tweet it. What do you do? Do you Twitter or do you tweet?
Yeah, you tweet.
You tweet.
Yeah.
Right. So basically it's a series of status updates saying what you're doing. I mean, presumably, what Bloke Talk is going to have to become a sort of a person for the. I mean,
no, well, Jonathan's going to do that. Jonathan makes sure this show goes out. He edits out any bits that are rude. Like last week, Toby, we had to take out about half an hour of the show, apparently. Yeah. Okay. He's also going to make sure that we are across every platform of multimedia.
Fantastic.
Because that's what he wants to do. And he's good
at
that, which
is great. Videos
it's
going to
be world domination. Can we put videos on there? Which is good, because I've got an idea. And also, it's not only Facebook, Bebo, and Twitter. We're also on MySpace.
Oh, wow.
We're embracing every possible orifice.
Round of applause for producer.
Yeah.
Been busy this week.
Now, let's have a look at the Facebook page.
Now, can I just say, last week we had 96 members on last week's show.
Yeah.
And I said, if we get 100 members this week, I don't know what you're laughing at.
I'm looking at a picture of last week's show, which is you, Toby and Will. Looking very effeminate.
Weren't we holding hands?
You're holding hands.
We were holding hands last week.
Oh, yeah, we were holding hands to see if it made us happy.
Yeah.
But anyway, I promised.
You look like a blow-up doll in this picture, Laura.
Duncan.
What?
I promised the 100th member that we'd mention them on air. Now, I do believe that we had 100 members at one point this week, and then someone left the group, and there's now 99,
what's
I think.
Disgrace?
John Peterson. What do we know about John Peterson?
Hey,
let's click
John.
On John Peterson. He was the 100th member, then someone left, so he's dropped down. He's a Scouser. He uses a lot of hair gel by looking at that picture. He looks like he's got something in his ear. Oh, it's a headphone.
Well, John Peterson.
John thinks his wife should stop messing. I can't read that out.
I assume that's what
else?
Messing about.
Let's
around.
Have a look.
He sounds like the typical Bloke Talk listener.
Absolutely.
He loves alcohol, according to this. Anyway, John Peterson from Liverpool. Hello, John. He was the 100th person on the Bloke Talk appreciation page on Facebook. Then someone clearly dropped out. So what are we up to now? How can I find out what number? Are we on 99?
Yeah.
Presumably, if one
99?
Person's dropped out from 100,
99
members. Did you never play 100 green bottles sitting on the wall?
There's some strange people. Let's see who else is on there. Let's go and have a look at the See All. That's right. By the way, City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. Bloke Talk here.
Let's pick some people out.
Kyle Mansell.
Oh, he works here.
Does he work here? What's
Kyle
he doing on there?
Kyle
all right, what else
have
we got on there?
Here.
Alex Roberts from Wales. He looks a bit fierce. Oh, who's that? There's a lot of Manx on here as well. We got John Doyle, whose picture is of a dog. There's some bloke there, Mark Togstead, who's doing something slightly bizarre with a sausage. There's a sausage, isn't
it? We've got some very highbrow listeners.
Colin Bampton. You could almost slip into cliched broadcaster mode and go, and hi to Stuart Wilson in Liverpool. Mark
Hamlet.
It'll
be interesting to know the ratio of
Everton
to
Liverpool
supporters,
I think. Are there
any girls
on here? Oh, is that... That's not your mum, is it?
Sue Harms.
There's a Sue Harms on here.
Yeah, it's my mum.
She's a fit-looking lady.
She's very pretty.
Yeah. What do we know about... Oh, we can't... Can we check out her thing?
No,
I think we should probably not, anyway.
My mum is a massive Bloke Talk fan. Even though she lives hundreds of miles away, she listens online.
Well, that's the beauty of it, isn't it? The internet. Yeah. You can listen to this. And also what we're finding, you realise this radio show has more listeners than Richard
Duncan,
and Judy.
Hang on a sec. Are you saying that you fancy my mum?
Did I say that? When did I say that?
I think you were just about to say
I said she's quite fit.
And then you realised...
Well, hold. I've just seen someone I want to look at in more detail. No, I didn't say your mum was... I just said she was fit. So she's an attractive-looking lady.
So you fancy her?
No, she's an attractive-looking lady.
So does that not mean that you fancy someone? If you find somebody attractive,
you
fancy them, don't you?
Well, there are a lot of people I find attractive.
Yeah, but, that's an...
Then sometimes open their mouths and it all goes wrong.
Fancy them.
So Duncan fancies my mum.
Yeah.
That's
clear. I think that's fair.
Is that all right?
Well, I'll tell my dad.
I think she should be...
Might she be up for it?
Duncan's a good-looking man.
Anyway, what was I saying? Can't remember. So we're across Facebook, MySpace, Bebo and Twitter. Now, where's that woman gone from Edinburgh? Because I quite liked her. Marion Rogerson.
Got a good surname.
It's great. If you want to be part of our gang on Facebook, join it. It's the Bloke Talk Appreciation Society and you can get involved. Do the same on Bebo, MySpace and Twitter. I'm quite excited about this. Where are the rest of the pictures on here?
Have you seen the funny pictures, Duncan? Have a look at the funny
pictures.
Let's
have a look at... what's that one with lots
of... The Superman pictures and things.
Oh, what have you done?
It wasn't
what
us.
What have
wasn't
you
us.
Done? That's very funny.
Duncan, yeah. You look brilliant as Superman.
I do look great as Superman.
And me as Lois Lane.
And what's with the burger and the chips and the hot dog?
That was, if you remember, do you remember a show a long time ago where we each described each other as a food?
And you were a rump
steak. Always a good fellow. I like that. Who did that one?
Craig.
Craig has done them all.
He was very busy.
That's good. Craig, you're a top man. Listen, enough of this self-indulgent stuff. Yeah. It's great stuff. It's on Facebook. Get involved in Bloke Talk. Also, Bebo, Twitter, and MySpace. And hello to your mum. So we're here for the best part of 60 minutes every weekend. It's called Bloke Talk here on the Voice of Liverpool, City Talk 105.9. I've got a load of stuff I want to talk about, but you had a problem today with your car.
I had a major problem with my car.
Well,
I don't know
car?
How major it is because I've only had a car for a year, so I don't know how likely they are to break down, but I've never had any problems so far. And then today, as I was driving, I just could not change gear. Literally, the gear stick was sticking.
So what gear were you in when you couldn't change it?
Well, no, I could only just get into first, and then I was pulling it from first to second, and literally...
How much resistance?
You do know you've got to put the clutch down, don't you?
Ha ha. No, I didn't realise that, Toby.
How much resistance was it giving you?
Really loads. I literally could hardly do it.
Did it make any noise? Did it make a... noise?
Do you know what? It's...
noise?
Not really, no. I don't really know what's wrong with it.
Not a grating going on?
Basically, it's in the car park. I don't want to drive it home because I think the gears are going to seize up.
Well, you've got your tyres there. You can't drive
for a while, though. First gear's been a bit of a problem. It's felt really stiff getting into first, but now all the other one. So I was wondering...
Did you have to use two hands to push it in?
No. No, I didn't.
The other day, you had to have two people to change that to use the handbrake, though, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, that was another thing that happened to me.
Laura and cars actually don't... It's when you think about it, the number of problems that you've had generally in and around that car park... Her first day in this job, her very first day in this job, Laura went out in one of the company cars, and we've got these sort of passes that get you in and out.
Which one was it? Was it a VW, a Mini, or the big thing?
I think it was one of the Minis at the time.
I burst the tyre of the Mini, and then a few weeks later, I lost the car park pass inside the car mirror.
Those Minis are weird, aren't they? Because they cut out at traffic lights, don't they?
Yeah. Oh,
first time I drove one of the ones here, I wonder what the hell was going on, because I was new to the city, I was lost in a one-way system, someone had done the big dig out, whatever that is called, I had no idea where I was going, got to the traffic lights, so I was just thinking...
And their car cut.
You know, and I'm 6 foot two and fat, okay, Minis do not suit me. And then, like, the engine just went...
Yeah. It does.
And I just sat there thinking, what the hell's going on here?
And then you put your foot on the clutch and it turns
on again.
It's
weird, isn't it?
Very strange.
Supposed to save
strange.
The planet, apparently.
But I always thought that it used an awful lot more... of the power
exactly
when you turn it on.
It's the same as a fluorescent light strip, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because the argument is with the Mini is it cuts out the traffic lights, therefore it's not pumping out more emissions and therefore it's saving the planet. But every time the engine restarts, surely it uses more power and it's going to puff out a big bit of CO2 and damage the ozone layer.
Well, they must have tested it.
But it's the same with the fluorescent light, isn't it? They say you must switch your lights off, but every time you flick a fluorescent light on, it requires loads of power to get it back up.
Bloke Talk, saving the world.
Can I just say,
one
can
light
you please
at a time.
Tell me what's wrong with my car?
Well, I don't know. Did the pedal go floppy? The clutch. You know the clutch?
It felt a bit
one
funny.
On the far left. Did
yeah,
it go funny?
It felt a bit floppy.
Floppy. Yeah. Bit loose.
Yeah, it felt a bit loose, yeah.
Right. And the gear stick.
Yeah.
You had to really push in
first
gear.
Yeah, that was it.
But not the same on the higher gears.
No, it was easier on the higher gears.
It's got to be a clutch. That's my professional diagnosis.
So what do we do now? Do
well, you phone up a man who knows about clutches and you get him to come and have a look at it.
And how will it be expensive?
Well, it depends on what's gone.
New clutch could be.
Yeah.
Very
who
expensive.
Had the car before you?
Dave's gran.
So, an old lady.
An older lady.
Who maybe might have driven on her clutch. Like that.
Oh no, was it Dave's gran's fault?
Kangarooing up the road.
I think you should actually charge her.
Thanks,
seeing
Dave.
As she gave you the car.
She gave it me
you
for
should
free,
charge
to be
her.
Fair.
Yeah, what car
speaking
is it?
Speaking of Dave.
What car is it?
Oh. It's a Vauxhall Corsa, but speaking of Dave.
People will want to know, yeah.
I heard your show earlier this week.
Yeah, yeah.
And you were having a go at people called Dave.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, you were.
No, I wasn't.
You were being
I was talking about names
and
how people conjure up a kind of perception
you
when they hear
Dave's
someone's name.
You said Dave will never go anywhere in life. And
yeah, I did. But listen, let me put it into context. I was talking, first of all, about who would you hire, Charlotte or Chardonnay, all right? Okay. And then I made the point, and this is a very good point.
It's a great point.
People called Dave don't really achieve much in life.
They call themselves
David. People called David go to the very top.
Well, they call themselves David in their professional lives. A lot of them do, don't they? I've got a good friend called, who, you know, to his mates is Dave.
Yeah.
But anytime he's at work, he's David, and it makes him.
Your arguments are lost.
You're absolutely right.
I had a bloke on the phone called David who phoned me up and said, I hate being called Dave. I've been David all of my life. I'm a successful managing director of my own business. He said, if I was called Dave, I'd be running a window cleaning firm somewhere.
To be fair, you've convinced me because Dave...
Dave's haven't achieved anything. Name me one successful Dave. When I did the show during the week, all people could come up with were Dave Lee Travis. You know, I mean, all right.
What about Dave, the TV channel?
Ah, but this is my point, and someone else made that point. What is Dave the TV channel?
It's a programme for people. It's a channel for people called Dave.
Well, more worse than that, it's all repeats, isn't it? There's nothing original about Dave. You know, it's the same old stuff day in, day out. It's called Dave. It's typically Dave. Dave's are nice people, but they're just not very exciting. They don't achieve anything in life.
And were you about to say that Dave in his work life calls himself David by any chance?
He writes for a newspaper and they do call... I mean, he's successful, but they do call him David.
The only thing I could concede is that there's a guy in the Foo Fighters who's a drummer, used to be in Nirvana, called
Dave Grohl.
And that's probably the only successful Dave ever. But let's be honest, he wouldn't have been famous if it wasn't for the fact that he was in Nirvana and that bloke put a gun in his mouth.
Dave Beckham?
David Beckham. So you're going to give me an apology?
Jason.
I'm right.
Yeah, you're right. You're so right.
Now, listen, I've got some food in here.
Oh.
So we've got some of that. I've got a little drink as well.
Oh, I'm hungry.
And what I'm going to do, we're going to make this the final time on Bloke Talk where we do kind of weird food.
Okay.
And I thought in future weeks we'd do food challenges.
Oh.
Then we could film it and stick it on MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, and Bebo.
Oh.
So we'll do the final strange food thing in a few moments' time. It is Bloke Talk here on the Voice of Liverpool, City Talk 105.9.
Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks, City Talk 105.9.
Thank you very much for getting involved in Bloke Talk, courtesy of City Talk 105.9, the Voice of Liverpool. I was trying to make this point earlier in the show. Do you realise this radio show has more listeners than Richard and Judy have viewers currently?
No, it
does. It does. They're on Watch. You know, have you ever heard of Watch? It's got 8,000 viewers.
Yeah, I don't think we've got that many.
No, we have. Trust me. Now, before we get on to the food,
99, haven't
it's
we?
Over here. I've got some correspondence that's come in.
Go on, then.
Not via Facebook, Bebo, Twitter, or MySpace.
You've got a letter?
No, it's emails.
Oh.
We did have a letter.
Yeah, we have a letter.
If you're listening to this and you'd like to write us a letter,
then
Bloke Talk, City Talk 105.9. The Big Tower,
no,
1 Halton Street.
It's called St John's Beacon.
Liverpool. L11RL. Write us a letter.
People were just following along with you. 1RL. Can you imagine them all listening going 1RL all at the same time, like you do when you were a kid?
Yeah, if you're listening, send us... I'll tell you what, I don't want letters, they're boring. Send us some postcards.
Oh, yeah.
If you're listening to this, of course, Liverpool, North Wales, Northwest England, you're going out over the next few days, get a couple of postcards, send them to us, and we'll start a montage.
Yeah.
And we'll stick them up in the Bloke Talk studio.
Can I ask anyone to send me some fan mail, please, and say how much they love me?
Laura needs a bit of a confidence boost.
No, I want to show it to Dave and make him jealous. Is that all right? Could someone do that, please?
Yeah.
A love letter, preferably.
You'd like a love letter?
Yeah.
Send it. What's the address again?
Be warned, though. We will read it out.
Yeah, we will read it out.
Horton Street, Liverpool, L11RL.
This correspondence is via email. This is from Simon Davenport, who's in Warrington. By the way, if you want to email, it's duncan@citytalk.fm, but we prefer postcards, please, or love letters to Laura. This is Duncan, because that's who I am. Really enjoy listening to Bloke Talk and the wonderful strange food and drinks that you all try.
Oh.
I recently tried Mongozo banana beer. Ever had Mongozo banana beer?
I can't say
Never
I
tried
have,
banana
no.
beer.
I think it would be a great one for you to try on your show. I did a quick search on the net. It's what I like about our listeners. They do the show
for
us.
Yeah.
It is available in the UK from the link at the bottom of this email. I believe the official way to drink it is out of coconut shells.
Wow.
That's amazing.
But I don't think it's essential. Kind regards, Simon Davenport, Warrington. Simon, thank you.
We're not allowed beer, of course, in our studios.
No. Not allowed beer in the studio, which is why we have Tizer. But I think for journalistic research purposes...
Tell you what, these cans don't clink very well. We're trying.
We'll try and get some Mongozo banana beer.
Sounds good.
Yeah. All right, Simon, thank you for that.
In fact, if you want to send it, Simon, we're happy to receive it.
I'll put that on the pending file. And the other one here came from Ryan, who says, don't know if you've seen the new flavoured Walker's crisps.
Yes, I've tried five of the six
right.
so far.
Well, I haven't. He says, where people had to come up with a unique new flavour. Well, one of the flavours that came in the top six and up for voting to win is onion bargee.
Yeah,
flavor.
I tried them last night.
All right, hang on a second. Hang on. The other flavours are builder's breakfast,
bargee.
Fish and chips, Cajun bargee. Squirrel, chilli chocolate and duck and hoisin sauce.
Cajun squirrel,
Cajun
yes.
squirrel.
It's not actually made of
which
squirrel.
Ones have you had, Tobe?
I've tried all except for chocolate and chilli.
Where'd
chili,
you get them from? What's the story?
They basically, do you remember the adverts where they said, come up with some ridiculous flavours and we'll make them? And yeah. there's now six of them come out that you just read.
Yeah.
And you can now vote on their website to, you know, for which one you like. And eventually, five of them will disappear and one will stay as a permanent flavour.
So you've had five of them?
I've had five, all except chilli and chocolate.
You've not had the chilli and chocolate. What was the onion bargee one like?
Onion bargee is my favourite by a mile.
Bit like cheese and onion?
No, tastes exactly like an onion bargee.
Really?
What I've found amazing bargees. About most bargees. Of them is that they all taste pretty much as you'd expect. The builder's breakfast ones... Sometimes you can taste a bit of egg. Sometimes you can taste a bit of bacon, a bit of sausage, a bit of baked bean. You know, with each crisp, the flavour develops and you can taste different
Ooh,
bits of it.
It's almost a bit
it's
like
amazing.
It's a culinary magical mystery tour.
Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory and they made a bubble gum there.
Yeah,
they did.
Yeah. And the fat gal exploded.
Like Yeah.
It is like that. Turned it's amazing how they do it. I mean, the other ones, my next favourite was the hoisin duck and the duck and hoisin sauce or whatever. But I wasn't a big fan of the builder's breakfast. It was a bit too eggy for
me. And what was the fish and chips like?
Fish and chips were, there's a lot of vinegar on those chips.
Right. And the Cajun squirrel?
Cajun squirrel was quite Cajun-y. That's the most difficult one to describe what it tasted of.
Like a squirrel, probably.
Probably. I haven't ever tried squirrel.
Crisps are a very important part of life.
Yes.
I think it's
male
a sort of
life
breed.
In particular.
So if you are listening to this and you've got a strong view on any of the new brand or flavours that have been published or released by Walkers.
Do you know, it's funny because I was thinking of this today when I was in
been
the supermarket and thinking I should bring all six in and we could do it.
Well, we'll do that. We'll do that.
Can we eat the other food now,
yeah, hang on.
Please?
But let us know if you had the builder's breakfast, fish and chips, the Cajun squirrel, the chilli chocolate, the duck and hoisin sauce or, well, that's it, isn't it? Do let us know, all the bargee. Email duncan@citytalk.fm, MySpace, Bebo, Twitter, Facebook.
Brilliant.
Right, now, hang on a second.
What have you brought?
I'm going to do the drink first.
Okay.
Now, the drink is not particularly...
Do you know, we haven't actually discussed anything this week so far.
It's been good. I'm enjoying myself.
The drink is not particularly... I've never tried this before, and when I saw it, I thought I'd bring this in.
Is it some kind of milk?
Yeah.
I like milk.
What is it? Goat's milk?
No.
Soy milk?
No.
Rice milk?
Yes.
Ah.
Ever
I
had
love
rice milk?
Milk.
Do you know what? My mum once told me to have rice milk.
When I go
I've
on...
never had it.
No, I haven't.
And I don't
when
think I
go
want
on
it.
My... I was speaking last week about my detoxes, and when I go on my Carol Vorderman detox, that's what I drink.
Tobes, you grab that.
Right. Yes, and lovely rice milk.
Is it not supposed to be cold? It's not very cold.
Well, yeah, well, there's some
okay,
carbs here.
We go.
Yeah.
It's made of filtered water, rice, cold-pressed sunflower oil and salt. Salt?
I only want a little bit because it will clash with my Tizer.
Right, here we go.
So have you had rice milk before, Tobe?
No.
But you have?
Yeah.
And you detox
it smells,
with that?
Yeah,
oh
I detox
my God.
On that and it's,
I don't know what to say that looks like. It's exactly the right colour, isn't it?
For milk?
Yeah, for milk, yeah.
Yes, some sort of milk.
This will be a bit of a homecoming for you, Laura, if you've had this before.
Yeah, I'm going to have a full cup.
Oh, she really enjoys that. She really
enjoys
that.
Look at that.
Creamy
liquid. It's Rice Dream. I got it from the shop.
Juice them.
Would you like
some
Rice
Dream?
He would
like some.
Okay.
Rice Dream.
Well,
it's
there
not
you
very
are.
Nice when
you
it's
hold
not
that.
Cold.
Is that meant to be a pun on ice cream?
I've
do
no
you
idea.
Think?
Well, that's for you.
So I'm certainly cream.
It doesn't smell of anything.
No, well, it smells of like rice, doesn't it?
You see, I've got a problem with this because I hate rice pudding, and it's just pushed all of those buttons.
Oh, actually, I really like rice pudding, and I like that. It's quite creamy, but a bit milky.
Well, what do you?
It's like
you just have this
cream.
Instead of like dairy product then.
Milky rice cream.
Porridge with it.
It's fine. I can imagine it'd be quite nice with porridge. It would give it a creamy
but
taste.
When you're on the detox, you don't have to drink tea, so you don't have to milk in your tea because you're not allowed caffeine.
That's not bad at all. Do you know what? That's I'm quite glad that I like that. That's pretty good. I might start using that every now and then.
Are you happy with that?
Soy milk's nicer.
Are you happy with that?
I hate soy
milk. Yeah, yeah.
You're happy?
Good choice.
Right, the next one is food.
Right, here we go.
This is the food.
What
individually
is that?
Wrapped, because
what,
this
are they,
product.
Biscuits?
No, they're not. This product is.
Do we want to know what it is?
It's imported, okay, and it comes from China.
Is it an animal product?
Well, it's got bits of animal in it.
Bits of animal. What have you done?
What bits?
We're not talking cows.
Is it like feet or something?
It is feet.
Oh.
It's got nothing to do with sheep.
Feet, pigs.
Or squirrel, or pigs.
Chicken.
I'll give you a clue.
Turkey
feet.
Duck's feet. Duck's feet.
Yeah. And what they've done is
remember Jinx. Did you ever do Jinx?
No, what's that?
Where you say exactly the same thing at exactly the same time, and if somebody says Jinx, you're then silenced until somebody says their name. So Laura is silenced because I said Jinx, but I've just said her name.
Right, give me a duck's foot. I bring it on.
Hang on. What you need to know is what they do in China. This is, they...
That's not real, it's a biscuit.
Do you want me to explain what it is? Because it's not just duck's feet.
It's like a big fortune cookie.
What it is they take the duck's feet, they lop them off the birds, right? And the rest of it goes into, like, the crisps, the duck and the hoisin thing, okay? Because that happens with a lot of Chinese food. They dry it out totally until it's bone dry. They shred it.
The foot, this is.
This is, yeah.
Shred the foot.
The bone and the whole thing, they shred it really thinly with seaweed. Ever been to a Chinese restaurant?
Yeah, I like seaweed.
And what they do is they mix it and they turn it into these kind of wafer things.
So that wafer is actually made of, or has it got it inside?
Well, it's a bit of both. Foot. Seaweed and dried duck's foot.
So it's made of seaweed and dried duck's foot.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
I can eat that. I thought you were going to get me to just eat a foot.
Did you know about this before, Laura?
No.
Ah. So, you know, next time you're watching a bit of Donald Duck.
They don't smell good. They
smell like duck.
No, they smell a bit mouldy. What have you been doing to them? How old are they?
Oh,
shall I just explain what?
Oh!
Oh no, they're terrible.
Shall I just
lick one first?
We need to explain what they look
lick
like.
Lick the biscuit.
Explain
I'm
what they look
bite
like
the biscuit.
First.
No, lick it.
I can handle it.
Smell it.
It looks a bit like a wheat. Do you know what? Over the last few weeks, we've had quite a lot of Oriental-style food. Most of it we've absolutely hated. What are they like over there? Why do they eat this rubbish?
I'm just thinking of feet.
Right, here we go.
It's not that bad.
It's actually not bad at all.
It pongs a bit, doesn't it?
It doesn't smell nice.
I'm just thinking of that poor stumpy duck.
Oh, it's not got a good aftertaste.
I thought we'd go out in style.
It tastes right. The initial taste. Have you ever had those sort of wheat crackers that you can buy?
Yeah.
They're sort of golden in colour and crispy in texture. But there's an aftertaste. Oh!
Have some rice milk. Wash it down.
Wash it down with some Tizer.
If you're listening to this and wondering what the hell's going on, not because you've downloaded it, because you know what Bloke Talks about, but if you're driving on the M6 or the M62 and you've just tuned into City Talk 105.9, the show's called Bloke Talk and we try strange food. This is what's going on. At the moment, we have rice milk and these dry biscuits made out of seaweed and shredded, dried duck's food.
This show is so stupid.
What's the matter with you? Do you not like the seaweed?
It's beautiful.
It's the smell, isn't it? The smell's a killer.
Oh,
come on, Tommy. You got any left? Where's Chemi? Oh, you girl. Come on. Get a bit here.
Come on.
Down in one. I'll race you. Come on. Get one out.
Can't deal with
ready?
That.
One, two, three.
I'll give you your due. You found something that's almost on a par with your roast squid from week one.
In the tin. Can you? Can you taste the duck?
I can
taste an aftertaste of feet.
I can taste feet.
A bit cheesy.
Can you taste any duck?
Duck feet.
Bit of bone.
Bit what?
Bone.
These can't actually be healthy for you, can they? You shouldn't be, right. Shouldn't be eating bone, surely.
This is officially the exotic food sort over forever.
In fairness, so, I think that was the challenge's beginning as well, wasn't it?
So, Duncan, you want to do food challenges from next week. So who's going to set...
Girl.
Who's going to set the first one?
Oh, I've just done this one, so you do something.
I'll do the first challenge.
So it's your turn. No. So it's some kind of... Something that's hard to eat, maybe.
We need some boundaries here, because the obvious thing would be to bring in some extra string chili sauce and say to someone, eat a bowl of it. That's not fair. That's too obvious. It needs to be a challenge. Yeah. Like, as many cream crackers as you can in a minute.
Yeah.
Marshmallows, as many in your mouth.
It's supposed to be a record if you can manage three, isn't it, cream crackers in a minute.
I can do that.
Can you?
Yeah.
I don't know. That sounds like a challenge.
If what else?
You know, eating a pack of really strong mints and drinking a pint of water.
Yeah.
Burn, baby. That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So should we do that?
Yeah.
I'm in on them.
Could you taste any duck in that?
Oh, I just tasted foulness.
What is interesting, I've actually just lied to you.
What?
There's no duck in this at all. This is Bin Bin Rice Cracker Seaweed Flavour. I just made a bit up about the dry duck's feet because I thought it'd be quite entertaining.
I was thinking about those poor swampy ducks.
So what I'm going to do...
Funny because I like wheat crackers and I like seaweed, but they were foul.
Appropriately, it's called Bin Bin. And it's genuine. They are from China. You can get a nice packet for £1.10.
They're going in the bin bin.
And I'm just trying to see... I'm just checking.
Put them in the bin bin.
It's got rice, bran oil, sugar, modified tapioca starch.
Sounds healthy.
Tapioca.
Soy sauce powder. Monosodium glutamate, nice, and seaweed flake. But I lied about the duck because I just thought.
Because you're a liar.
I'm a liar. What I thought we'd do is, because we're in a different studio this week than normal, which will be used in the morning by someone who plays lots of records by the Carpenters, is we'll leave this here as a little present for him.
He'll like that.
He'll like that.
Yeah. He does like strange foods, I'm sure.
So next week we'll do the food challenges. Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah,
who's going to lead on it?
Shall I lead? It's my turn, isn't it?
Yeah. We're just going to do food or drink?
Well,
some of us have to drive, so we're going to start doing the alcohol.
Might involve both. No, not alcohol.
Well, I think down as many pints as you can in an episode of Bloke Talk.
Well, I'll tell you what I think we could do. Though we'd have to make it very clear that we're doing it for journalistic purposes.
Of course.
Is that, we could do some shots.
Yeah.
As long as we tell people that it's irresponsible and get someone on from the health authority, it'll be great. Say, don't do it.
Well, you know that stat I told you about binge drinking?
Yeah.
Well, we could actually put that to the test.
And what is it, 2.5 pints?
Demonstrate binge drinking.
Like 5 units for a man and 3 units for a woman or
and
something.
And then if you exceed that in one sitting, you're a binge drinker.
So the scientific test is, does Laura get drunker than us?
Right, we'll come back in a few moments' time. What do you want to talk about, Tobe?
I've got a couple of things to talk about.
Tell us one of them.
One
quickly.
Is Mr. T.
Brilliant. We'll talk about Mr. T in a few moments' time. This is City Talk 105.9. It's Bloke Talk, and this is The Voice of Liverpool.
This is a man's world.
Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks. City Talk 105.9.
But it wouldn't be nothing. Nothing. Without a woman or a girl.
I've still got that horrible aftertaste of stuff. We've done some pictures from this week's show. I'm just looking for guidance from JD. Might they be on now or in 24 hours' time? Sometime over the weekend, they will be on Facebook and anything else, because we're everywhere. MySpace,
Bebo, Twitter. All over it.
All over the shop. It is Bloke Talk, and it's the weekend, unless, of course, you downloaded it. Thank you very much for downloading Bloke Talk. And we're here every weekend for 60 minutes, just talking about stuff and shooting the breeze. And next week, we start our food challenges. But before we start talking about Mr. T, I'm a little bit upset about something. And this is going to sound trivial, but you know they say an army marches on its stomach.
I've never heard that.
What can I hear?
What's that weird
noise? It's just a little box over there that's making some noise. Ignore it. They say an army marches on its stomach, right? This is the thing. Have you noticed the vending machine here at the City
empty.
Radio Tower? Empty.
I've never seen
that. Absolutely
so
empty.
Angry.
Not
even
I came in
one
earlier.
Nutri-Grain bar,
exactly.
Which is always left.
It's always left because it's rubbish. I came in earlier, had a bit of the munchies. I thought, do you know what? You know sometimes you get a craving, don't you? I'm not a big chocolate fan. I don't eat chocolate daily. I rarely eat it weekly, but sometimes you get... Oh, yeah. Do you know what I really wanted? My heart set on a double decker.
Yeah.
Okay.
One of them.
Yeah. Or a good old fashioned Mars. I thought I'd go to the vending machine. They always have double deckers and Mars is in there. Went there, absolutely empty. Yeah. bear.
I'll tell you what, we had some school children in this week. So,
oh, yeah, I saw them as well, yeah.
They were, they were hanging around.
I'm surprised there's any doors left in the building. Anyway, Mr. T.
What school did you go to?
I sat here during the week doing a radio show, and they all walked past the window.
Yeah, yeah, you know, that doesn't mean that they were ripping down doors.
They were like, they were like apes.
The window.
I'm surprised, Mr. Harry over there.
I suppose I had to fight for my microphone. Anyway, you wanted to talk about Mr. T.
I do.
Tell us about
Mr.
T.
Have you heard the news about Mr. T?
No.
Famed for his ridiculous amount of gold.
Let's stop for a second. This is a guy who was one quarter of the A-team.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Along with,
can you name the rest?
Face.
Is
that
right? Who was Dirk Benedict.
Oh, if you can do this, I'll be impressed.
I don't know who played Murdoch. He was the kind of the slightly nutty one. George Peppard played Hannibal, famous in the film Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Mm-hmm. You're okay. Good.
He's good. And then you had B.A., Mr. T.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, have you heard his news?
Just as well, not doing a pop quiz because he wouldn't have got it all right.
Have you heard his
news?
Go
on, what's happened?
He's given up the gold.
No.
He's given up the gold.
Credit crunch?
Partly because of the credit crunch and partly because of Hurricane Katrina. Now, I've done something I think unprecedented. I've brought in some audio of him talking.
Fantastic.
We never normally have audio other than us. So here he is.
The only goal I have is a goal in my heart and a couple of gold false teeth. So that's the story of my goal. It would be just disrespectful to the people who everything, you know. See, the goal don't make me, I make the goal. You know, so I'm still the same person, whether I wear the gold or not. As a Christian, when Katrina hit, as a Christian, when I saw all the people lose their lives and lose their land and the property and everything, I felt that it would be a sin before God for me to continue to wear my gold.
So let me get this right. Is his real name Crispin?
Well, as a Christian.
Right.
Christian.
So let me get it. He has got rid of all of his gold, all of his rings.
Yes, except for his gold teeth and his gold heart.
Oh,
do you know what? I like that.
But that's kind of like that actually has biblical connotations because who was in the Bible? It's late. It's the weekend. Had all his hair shaved off. Delilah, Samson. You know,
do you think Mr. T will lose all his power without his gold?
Just wondering if that could be the case.
He said the gold didn't make me. I made the gold.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
and he's got all the gold he needs in his heart, so that's fine.
Were you an A-team fan?
Do you know what? I never really watched much of it.
I think you were too young.
But Mr. T is like this legendary character that everyone knows about. Whether
it
you
is,
saw
the I remember it used to be. I'm sure it used to be 5:45 on a Saturday afternoon, and the A-team
on ITV
used
was
to
it?
Always come on ITV, and it used to go. Can you do this? Da 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 da
da da da da
da da da da da.
Do you know what? If only I had my horn, because I can play that on my horn.
Do you know what? That has got to be one of the best theme tunes ever. What's your favourite theme tune?
No, hang on. No, this is better, because at the beginning of it, they had a voiceover, didn't they?
Yes.
Do you remember? And there are very few American... Actually, that's a lie. I can think of three, including the A-team. But there aren't many American kind of TV cop shows or crime shows that actually not only had a kicking theme tune, but also had that kind of voiceover at the beginning. Can you remember the A-team one? Oh, they survived as soldiers of fortune on the underground, yes. Or something like that. That was one. Another one, which you won't remember because I'm older than most of you, is the Rockford Files. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Heard of that? Yeah.
Jim Rockford used to begin the TV show with a little answering machine. He was a PI, and used to start with "Hi, this is Jim Rockford" and all that. And the other one was "Heart to Heart." Ever seen "Heart to Heart"?
No.
Never even heard of
it. Am I talking a foreign language?
Nothing
here?
To do with Tony Hart.
No, sadly not. Much missed. This is Mr. and Mrs. Hart. Okay? Mr. and Mrs. Hart. And they were multimillionaires. And they used to solve crime. This was a theme tune. This was good. And Max. Max had a dog. And the dog was called Freeway. I know this because I used to watch this. And what happened with Freeway, I read a story about 10 years ago. Freeway was a genuine dog. He was a dog actor. And someone reversed over him at a parking lot in Hollywood.
R.I.P.
So
what is it with today and your animal cruelty? First of all, cutting up ducks' feet.
There's some sort of conscious thing going on there. So what's... I actually think that's a great TV theme tune. You said, what's your favourite one?
I've got a few.
Have you?
I like Grange, the old Grange Hill one.
How does that go?
Do, 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 do.
Is that the one where the fork comes through on the big sausage?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that. And I love that. And what else do I like? Well, Has Jonathan found it? Well, I don't know what I look. Yeah. As a 90s child, yeah. I like Saved by the Bell. And the rap on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
What's that? Hang on, what's the rap? Let's get rid of Graham Chill for a second.
West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground was where I spent most of my days. Chilling out, Max.
How does the beat go for that?
Do, 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 do.
Okay, we should try and do this. Let's try and do the beat. Okay. Right, Toby, you're musical. You play the French horn. Can you take the lead? Tell me what I need to do.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground was where I spent most of my days. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cooling, all shooting some people outside of the school. Couple of guys, they were up to no good. Started making trouble in my neighborhood. Yeah, I can get one. It goes on for quite a long time. What have we got?
All you need is your.
No, we haven't got that. We're not playing that.
Brilliant.
Tell me, what about
you? Do you know what? It's not necessarily a favourite of mine, but I actually had a little dance to this when I was about 4 or 5. The EastEnders theme tune.
what kind of dance?
But it was a Hang special
on.
Dance.
Stop! I've just got to update my list of stuff I found out about Toby.
He was born in a car.
In front of the passenger seat at the front on his way to hospital. It was a Nova or Fiesta?
It was an Astra.
It was an Astra. I knew it was a Vauxhall. It was an Astra. And now, when you were 5, you used to have a little dance for the EastEnders.
Between 3 and 5, yeah. But it wasn't like any particular dance. It was one single move, and my mum used to think I looked like a little angel.
If I can find you the music, will you dance for us?
I'll dance.
Yeah, all right, ladies and gentlemen, it's Bloke Talk here on City Talk 105.9. And there you are, Toby. Off you go.
God.
Lord, give a commentary here. What's he doing?
Well, he's rotating in the manner of some kind of...
ballerina?
Yes, it's sort of like a jewellery box ballerina that you've wound up.
And then I'd fall over at the end because I was dizzy.
Why was it just EastEnders that you
That was what I used to do it to. I used to
Not Coronation
it.
Street?
I've never seen Coronation
And I bet your parents
life.
Were going, get out of the
my,
way.
My mum used to say that I was her little angel. Or something like that, or a fairy.
Oh, my little angel, get out of the way of the telly. I want to watch Dan and Angie.
I'm glad you just missed me saying that she said I was a fairy, actually.
Hang on. This is starting to explain a lot.
Yeah, no, that's what I used to do, and once every now and then, now, you know, if I turn up at home drunk, I might still do it.
You can't beat a good...
Have you told Pee-Pee, who's your current squeeze, does she know about the EastEnders dance when you were 3?
She does, no. I'll let her know.
And I think maybe a little private performance could be quite nice.
Give her a private performance of the EastEnders.
Oh, no.
you can't beat soap theme tunes. Love them. My favourite.
I like Emmerdale.
Emmerdale
used to be great. It used to be called Emmerdale Farm.
Yeah.
And it was all about a farm. And it had the Woolpack pub in it, which is still in it now. But it was run by two men called Mr. Wilkes and Amos Brearley.
Oh, my God.
And Amos Brearley...
How far back are we going now?
It's about 1956. Amos Brearley had this massive beard. It was like the biggest, bushiest beard you've ever seen. And used to smoke a pipe. And then he lived with Mr. Wilkes, and they used to call each other Mr. Brearley and Mr. Wilkes. Now, you think about that. Take a step back from that for a second. And you actually think that's kind of quite interesting, isn't it? Have we got the Emmerdale theme tune? We have. A little blast of Emmerdale. No, it used to be really good. It was all about the farm, and now it's all about different people driving around in Range Rovers. But you see, I like it. You see, the music's in the background, and it fade down, and you get someone like going, "Ear Jack. There's a goat loose in the upper paddock."
How did Brookie go?
And he'd go, "Ooh, ah."
The theme tune.
I could, yeah, it was,
obviously.
Isn't there a bloke on City Talker who used to be in Brookside?
I've heard a rumour.
I know there's a guy called Dean Sullivan who used to be a teacher. Was he also on Brookside?
I heard a rumour that Dean Sullivan, or Sully as he's taken to be known these days.
Or Dino sometimes.
Or Dino, but no, Sully is the current, you know,
right.
Sully.
Sorry, Dino's passed, is it? Last week.
Yeah.
So last week. He was wearing a cravat during the week.
Anyway.
Have
you seen his hat?
No, what kind of hat has he got?
He wears a hat that can only be described as an upturned bowl.
Now listen, if you're listening to this and you're a fan of Brookside or Dean Sullivan, we're not being rude about him, it's all in the spirit of what we call in radio cross promotion.
Yeah.
And Dean Sullivan is on during the week between 1 and 4. Mm-hmm. Apparently he used to be in Brookside.
I've heard that rumour. Mm. He never talks about it.
Never.
Go on, let's have a blast of Brookie. Have we got it?
Oh. Well, there's a campaign, isn't there? There's a lot of people who want to bring it back. Brookside Close, definitely, as you know, because you guys covered it as a news story. You know, they sold the Close, didn't they? And it's been sold to someone.
Dino did want to buy it, but I think it was a bit more expensive than he anticipated.
Yeah.
There was a rumour that Pete Price bought it.
Did he?
Nobody knows who it was, do they?
No one knows.
I know who's bought it.
So maybe,
do you?
I know who's bought
it. Was it Pete Price?
No, it's a group of businessmen. I know who's bought it.
Oh. Are they planning on bringing back Brookside?
I've got absolutely no idea. Oh. I don't know. Do you think things should be bought back?
Yes.
Because they brought back Crossroads, and it was just rubbish.
Crossroads was rubbish in the first.
No, it wasn't. Right? Crossroads was a milestone of 70s soap opera activity.
It was bad. It was well known for being bad and having shaky sets and stuff. It was always amateur. Whereas Brookside was always cutting edge and was the first soap to show so many different things.
Yeah.
The lesbian kiss. My dad, who was a journalist, interviewed Anna Friel about that lesbian kiss.
Yeah, what did she say?
She said that she enjoyed it.
Did you really?
Probably.
How splendid.
She wouldn't have said anything else, would she?
Are you sure about that?
I've no
idea. My dad was a journalist.
Yeah, my dad was a journalist.
Oh, I didn't know that. For what?
Add
for
it
who?
To your list. So for the Manchester Evening News.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So across, you've got a rich
down the journalistic... Down the
that's where you got your journalist's nose from.
I appreciate you saying that I've got a journalist's nose. Thank you very much.
So you got that from your dad's?
Well, he was a journalist, so if
was
you...
Was he a good journalist or a bad
He was a better journalist than me, I'm sure.
I've got this great... Do you know, I mean, we need to put this on either Twitter, Bebo, MySpace or... Facebook. We need to put on facts we didn't know about Tony. Tony? Who are you? Toby?
Do you want another fact about me being called Tony?
But we sent...
On the last census, my dad wrote my name as Tony twice.
Does he not know who you are?
That's not an accident, is it? That's a genuine, you know...
That's a mind of a journalist. No, I think that's what we should do. We should put on one of the web things, our multimedia platforms, we should have 10 things you didn't know about Toby until he appeared on Bloke Talk. One, born in the front of an Astra.
Yeah.
Two, back used to, when the EastEnders theme came on, dance around like some kind of weird ballerina on speed.
Yeah.
And his dad was a journalist for the Manchester Evening News. Four, he plays a French horn, does a wicked version of Agadoo.
Yeah.
Five, he's addicted to watches.
Yeah. And you give that profile to a psychologist and that'll be it. You'll be gone.
Really?
The van will be downstairs in the basement.
You think I'm that much of a nutter?
Grab you out, kicking and screaming.
Five out of ten.
Well, it's not a very good mental picture so far, is it?
I think I'm going to have to...
Did you used to dance to a soap opera theme tune?
No, not at all. No.
Yeah, but Laura used to make radio shows about green issues with her sister when she was about five.
Yeah, changing and we still haven't got the tape, have we?
No, we haven't.
Changing the world from a young age.
Yeah.
I could tell like you a Barack lot of embarrassing Obama. Things about Laura, but I choose not to.
Do you know what? Dave always says to me that I'd make a good prime minister.
Yeah?
Really?
What would be the first thing you would change?
My clothes.
And what would be the second thing you would change? What bit of legislation would you introduce?
I'm not really sure. Let me think about that for a couple of minutes.
You wouldn't be that good a Prime Minister then.
Well,
here I am, a journalist interviewing you. Just walk through 10 down the street. I go, Prime Minister, what's the first thing you're going to do in this country? Change my knickers is pretty much what you said.
No, I'd have to get smarter though, wouldn't I? I don't know.
No wearing that boiler suit you keep coming in.
enough about my boiler suits. Can I make a manifesto?
Well, very quickly, because we need to wrap up the show. Go on.
I've had a kind of tizer now. I can't think of anything.
It's been a long day.
Oh,
your car's broken down.
Well, I'd probably
you've had the crispy duck feet.
I know what I'd do.
What?
Immediately. I would ban smoking. Oh, and I know you disagree with me. I would ban smoking because I hate it.
I would ban French horn players who were born in the front of Astras who danced to the EastEnders theme tune.
I would ban watches.
Right, that's it for Bloke Talk. So next week we're doing the food challenge, correct?
Yes.
Who's taking the responsibility for the food challenge? You are.
Yes.
You know the rules?
Yes.
Nothing that is obviously going to make people ill.
Yes.
But a challenge of cuisine challenge.
Is it just a challenge to see who can do it or to see who's best at something?
You
both.
Can decide.
Right. Yeah.
This has been Bloke Talk here on City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool.
Listen, and log on to the voice of Liverpool. City Talk 105.9.